Good morning, I'm Jeremy Loeb, and this is WCQS. It's Thursday, and it's time to check in with our gardening expert, Allison Arnold. Good morning, Allison.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Allison, it is June, and while it's still early in the growing season, many landscape plants have grown enough for us to know whether they are healthy or not. What type of problems are you seeing or commonly see in the garden at this time?
I think the most obvious thing this time of year that can be a bit surprising is falling leaves. On large trees, we often don't know something is wrong until the leaves start to fall. And when this happens in June, it can be quite alarming.
Are there specific trees this is happening to?
Well, tulip trees, often called yellow poplars, are once again being invaded by the yellow poplar weevil. It's a small black weevil looking insect with a long snout, and it feeds on the foliage, causing these small pits, which later turn into holes. Now, they overwinter in the leaf litter below the tree, and they hatch out as the new leaves emerge. They feed, they mate, they lay their eggs, and as the eggs hatch, the small larvae feed within the leaf tissue, causing these large brown blotches. And then as the adults mature, they continue to feed on the leaves, and then they go find a place to hang out for the winter. Now, all of this causes the damaged leaves to eventually drop to the ground well before fall color season.
Does this only happen on tulip poplars, and is there anything to do about it?
Well, yellow poplar weevil also feeds on sassafras and magnolias. Now, the large trees we commonly have around here, it's really best to rely on native wasps and other natural predators to do their work. And the effect really is aesthetic and should not affect the overall health of the plant. And really the best strategy is to maintain good tree health.
What else might we be on the lookout for?
Well, we've been in a good window for a few weeks to look for signs of stem borers in rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, and even blueberries. Now, the adult is a slender longhorn beetle that emerges from hibernation in the soil, climbs up on the stems, lays its egg under the bark, and as the larvae hatch, they bore into and down the stems.
What type of symptoms do you look for?
Well, the most obvious symptom can be an individual stem with drooping leaves. Now, also look for a small hole in the stem, and often there'll be fine sawdust coming out, and that'll be on the stems or leaves or around the base of the shrub. If you see this, the best thing to do really is simply prune and remove the branch entirely below where the borer is feeding, basically to the point where the stem is solid and there's not a hole in the middle of the stem. And then you dispose of the cut stem and hopefully the borer goes along with it.
So it sounds like a good idea to regularly look at your plants so you can stay on top of things like this.
Oh yeah, observation is key. I really like to encourage people, you know, get to know the plants and not only read about them, but look at them and observe them. It's good to check them out regularly so that when there is a change in, say, leaf color, for instance, or an insect or a disease appears, you can maybe catch it early, watch it, see if it progresses, and maybe do something if you need to.
Allison Arnold is Agriculture Extension Agent with the North Carolina Cooperative Extension. Allison, thanks very much.
Thank you, Jeremy.